for all of us, so that was good.
You know, they obviously call you to turn your playbook in.
Yeah, that's kind of how it works. If they call you, that's kind of bad news. If they don't call you, then you're good. So it's everybody's just kind of waiting around until 5 o'clock and, you know, hoping they don't get a phone call. I was kind of surprised just because, you know, it's a position that's not on the field, you know, 100% of the offense. So it's tough for him to, you know, I can't keep that kind of number, I think. But, you know, I think as long as all of us play special teams, that's where it'll really become a factor.
In your human, Corey, you sit there and go, how is this going to work with three guys at the same time?
Not really. I mean, you know, I think more you just, you know, you appreciate the fact that you're still here and, you know, you have a chance to play in the NFL. And, you know, we're going to go out and do whatever we can, you know, to win ball games. And, you know, whether that's playing a role on special teams or on offense or, you know, wherever, you know, we're going to jump in and get it done.
Did last year prove that special teams is a winning team and a losing team?
Yeah, I don't think it took last year to prove that special teams is a big part of the, you know, big part of the game. You know, I think as long as everybody's been playing football, they've known that special teams is a big part of the game. So it's something that we're definitely you know, focus on quite a bit this year, and I think it'll help us win a lot of games.
Corey, what struck you about the level of execution of the ones all this preseason? Anything in particular jump out at you and sit in this?
I think, you know, just everybody executing their assignment. I felt like, you know, the guys up front, the O-line played great throughout the preseason. And, you know, if you got those five guys in front of you, whether it's a pass play or a run play, you know, they kind of make it work. So when they're clicking, you know, everything seems to be clicking.
Doesn't, you know, everyone says the slate's wiped clean now, which is starting for keeps. But that may not necessarily be the case with the way you guys execute it.
You know, I think I felt like we had a great preseason, but you know, that's not what you show up for the preseason. You know, and, you know, I don't want to say it doesn't mean anything, but technically, you know, we're starting off on week one right now, and this is what matters. So this is what we're
really
focused on.
Good practice for practice back. I mean,
yeah.
Did you sense that too? That there's just on this day?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. You know how when you take 3 days off, and you feel like you haven't been in pads for a month. So it's kind of different, you know, getting back out there. It seemed like it'd been forever, but it was nice to get back in a routine, and it'll be nice to get into a regular game week.
You mentioned it's uncharacteristic to keep three fullbacks. What does this handle, you guys? You as a group there?
You know, I think, you know, we have three good fullbacks, and all of them can play special teams. So, you know, I'm sure the special teams really factored into it. And, you know, I guess, you know, it says it was a real competitive training camp, and, you know, I think everybody's real happy to be on the team still. So.
Kind of a proud feeling. I mean, it's like you mentioned, it's a rarity for three fullbacks. Some teams don't even go with one fullback. I don't want to say the position's an afterthought, but sometimes, you know, it's not as seen as prestigious as some of the other positions.
Yeah, like I said earlier, you know, it's a position that's not on the field 100% of the offense, so it can be tough to keep three in that position, but... you know, I think as long as all of us step up and play special teams, that it'll work out for us.